Signage, banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes. May not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Hey, it's Brian Hanley here. Buying a new car this weekend? Well, we all know that can be a lot of work, especially the time it takes to check every price that's out there. Why not cut to the chase with Edmunds Price Promise and compare already discounted prices instantly? Just go to Edmunds.com, compare the upfront offers from over 250 Chicago area car dealers, and lock in on your best deal. You've got a guaranteed price before you even get to the lot, saving you up to thousands off the MSRP. I've always trusted Edmunds for car reviews, and now I trust them to help me save too. So before you shop for a car, see what you can save with Edmunds Price Promise.
Friday, April 24th, witness boxing's best as Anthony Durrell faces Mayweather Promotions rising star Badu Jack, and Daniel Jacobs takes on Caleb Truax. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the UIC Pavilion box office, or watch it live at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central on Spike TV.
The Score remembers the life and times of our teammate, Doug Buffone. Rest in peace, 55. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Wolves host Utica in the playoffs tonight and Friday at Allstate Arena.
The 2-2. Swing and a line drive to left. This is it. Way back to the track at the fence. It's off the bottom of the fence. Extra bases. Home with no problem. Eaton Cabrera in a tag team race home. He scores. A two-run double. White Sox are now leading. A three-run seventh. They lead 6-0.
That's Ed Farmer right here on The Score, and that was Jose Abreu having another big day. White Sox slugger with three RBI, including a solo homer in the first, and the White Sox take out the Tribe by the score 6-0. Sox took 2 of 3 in the set. They host the Royals tomorrow, pregame at 6:35 on The Score. Chris Sale set to throw opposite Yordano Ventura. Meantime, Cubs going for 3 in a row in Pittsburgh. About an hour from now, Jason Hammel on the hill opposite Vance Worley. After making his big league debut last night, Addison Russell now seeks his first hit in the major leagues. Hoops now, an off day for the Bulls. They'll play game 3 of their Eastern Conference set tomorrow in Milwaukee without Nico Mirotic. Forward out with a left knee injury. Kirk Heinrich remains questionable. He also has a knee ailment. Pau Gasol wins the Magic Johnson Award, given to the NBA player who best combines excellence on the court with cooperation with the media. More NBA playoffs, game 2 between the Hawks and Nets tonight. Atlanta leading the series 1-0. Grizzlies host the Blazers, hoping to go up 2-0. Same thing for the Clippers. They have the defending champion Spurs late in L.A. After their triple overtime win last night, Blackhawks on their way back to Nashville, up 3-1 in their opening round Western Conference series. Game 5 is tomorrow night. And new Cowboys defensive end Greg Hardy suspended 10 games by the NFL for violating the league's personal conduct policy. Hardy will appeal, but if the ruling holds, he'd be out until Thanksgiving. Are you ready for an unforgettable night? Visit score.com/roast now to purchase your tickets for the 2015 Celebrity Roast and Toast of Patrick Manley, brought to you by Arango Cigar Company and Ashland Addison Florist. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score tomorrow at 6:35. Sox will host the Royals on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Boars and Bernstein.
Roll down tide.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Happy evening. We got an hour to do whatever it is we do, and we're going to do it. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at boarsandbernstein at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live, because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. We have texting and sexting at 67011. When you text or sext, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. On Twitter, at @Boars_Bernstein. If you'd like to follow me personally, you can at @Dan_Bernstein. There's boarsandbernstein.com and the Audio Roadshow application for your mobile device. And we're doing you a favor today. We are not presenting a 10 Seconds of Glory question.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, producers are Matt Abaticola,
Here we go now. Chris Ranji's our next guest. And boy, I don't like this tweet. We have other guests we could have put on. We wanted to talk to him. He does all the White Sox on the radio, pre and post. And he says hello there. That's our game today on Cellular Field with the Indians in town. Mr. Ranji, give yourself a little bit more credit. You're important to the program today, so.
Okay. Now I feel special. I wasn't feeling good about myself earlier. Now I feel great.
That's just weird. And I can't understand what Chris Russo is saying. My first problem is, what the hell are you talking about, dude?
I can't hear what you're saying.
What is that?
Here we go now. Chris Ranji's our next guest. And boy, I don't like this tweet. We have other guests we could have put on.
Well, Ranji was being self-deprecating. He said they must be running out of guests. So it was just a typical self-deprecating sort of humble brag that he was going to be joining MLB TV or whatever it was. But it's all good. It's fine. Chris Tannehill.
And they need to win the game today because they have the Royals coming in for the weekend. And Kansas City has beaten them like a drum the last couple of years. So
our intern is, I said, tad deflated. I saw him, right? Yes? Good? Nice.
Good job there, Chris. Enjoy the day. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. I'll get him on again, Mr. Ranji.
Was there anything else of consequence in the interview? I'm not quite sure what we're looking for in
this. Boring baseball stuff that no one cares about.
Baseball, sure. And if you stayed up last night, more power to you. A lot of sleepy people. I didn't make it. I'd be lying. I here's what I'm learning about myself and these 8:30 starts. And when you got the West Coast 9:30 starts or whatever it is, especially when it comes to, I mean, you know, at least certain games are going to be over, but hockey's never over. This is just my advice to you. Don't eat an entire thin crust pizza that's covered in bacon and an order of fried breaded mushrooms dipped in ranch, because it makes you really tired. And I thought about it. I didn't even make it really much into the first overtime. Because I just sort of said, no. I mean, I could have pushed it, but then it's like you get the wake up of shame when you're on the couch and the pizza crusts are running and it's ranch dressing all over the place. One of the kids comes downstairs and says, "Dad, what the hell? You all right, man?" So it was actually something that's rarely happened. We got to wake up and I was asked who won, and I said, "I don't know.
I don't know."
You got the paper there, damn it. So you go, you see that they won, you rewind the old DVR, and you get to enjoy it all at double the speed so you don't even have to sit through it. But that's only part of what's going on. The Blackhawks taking the stranglehold on that series. Scott Darling already announced as the goaltender. And by the way, if you're waiting for me to say hi to a partner, you're not here. It's just you and me today. They don't bother because after this for an hour, there's really no point. Nico Mirotic out. And just leave him. Don't bring him back for another game. You don't need him. There's no reason to push him. If he's got swelling in his knee, there's no reason to push him through anything. So I would just say if he's out for this next game, it's not going to be an issue. Maybe Milwaukee gets one, but it's not really a worry because they just blow chunks anyway. And there was baseball stuff. The Cubs are just stupid fun. They do silly fun stuff. And I don't know, did you see the Fangraphs piece about the swing that Chris Bryant had? On the one pitch, on an inside pitch that he does what so few hitters can do. It was fascinating stuff in Fangraphs. And it's got all sorts of video with it and charts. And he hit a ball last night. That double off the wall is the kind of thing that is almost never done. That swing on that pitch, what he did to tilt his shoulders to keep his hands inside, what he did to get to that pitch, it might have just looked like something, oh, well, boy, yeah, he hit that hard. To hit that pitch that way, that hard, almost never happens based on the data set that Fangraphs was using. And the Sox were ridiculously bad last night and ridiculously good today. So I don't know what this team is. I wish I did. I have no idea yet. And I'm not ready to say that Carlos Rodon sucks because he just didn't look good. Nothing looked comfortable with him. And I was pleased to see him and excited to see him. And I'm not going to get silly over the first bad outing, just like I'm sure Corey Kluber isn't worried about his outing today, even though he was awful. Scott Brooks fired. Hey, has anybody heard Tom Izzo's name mentioned? Because I saw a couple things on Twitter that Tom Izzo was a name that was saying that this might be finally his time if he could get some sort of guarantee that Kevin Durant wasn't going anywhere. And that's the whole thing about that job, is whether you're Billy Donovan or Kevin Ollie, and those are the two names, you have to have some assurance of why you're going there and when how you're going to tell your wife that you're moving to Oklahoma City. Because that's really the biggest problem, and that's why it's probably easier for Tom Thibodeau to just up and take that job. He doesn't have to be married. He doesn't have to tell the woman in his life, hey, guess where we're moving? No, we're not. Because sometimes wife says, no, not going there. Not an issue for Tom, doesn't have to deal with it. So if there reports were that if they want Billy Donovan, if they want Kevin Ollie, it's a delicate situation that Sam Presti, the GM, will have to know that his guy, whatever his first choice is, he'd better have it done, because the second choice isn't going to be involved and be an obvious second choice. For whatever reason, I think it's probably more delicate because it's a college thing. You don't want to be viewed that way, and I don't know what it does to your recruiting once your name is pulled into there. You don't want to be involved in this at all because of everything that goes on politically unless you are the top guy.
You know, I have no regrets.
Not saying you should, but if it is Billy Donovan, they just say, work through intermediaries, know that he's going to take it and name him. Same thing with Ollie, because if the guy, if you get, then get involved and, oh, we'll talk to this guy, talk to that guy, and you screw it up, your second choice isn't going to be there. If the first choice says, eh, well, no, I decided no, and the wife doesn't want to move to Oklahoma, and we can't do it because we don't want to live there. But I'm kind of baseball minded. You get the hockey thing, you wake up, you watch the thing, you get the hockey out of the way. But I am this close to really starting to think that the Cubs are going to stay fun. There are so many tough at-bats. There's so many guys. And when you win a couple of games like they already have, and we did something about the stat, like last year they were, what, 0 for 75 in games trailing going into the ninth inning. And we use the term in a funny way. It's like baseball magic. And it's odd how baseball magic affects teams that are ungodly talented. But this is a case where you've got a team that's very talented, that's got a manager that likes to keep that loose atmosphere that sort of results in some of these opportunities. And I wouldn't get crazy about it, but I could understand if some people are. A tweet here from Ramblin' Grimace. And wait a minute, Bernstein, last year, weren't you done in by a deep dish pizza? Is there any food you do recommend? Actually, no. Not for overtime hockey. You can't eat. At least I can't. Because if I just gut blast, and that's when I eat, that's my one meal a day, is late at night. It coincides with that, and I can't put it off because I'm going to fall asleep without eating, and then I feel miserable. I'm not going to have any energy. So I guess the answer is no, Grimace, in direct answer to your question. And you're right. It was last year, another overtime game, and it was a spinach and garlic pizza. One of the deep dish, I think it was Gino's name. And I got some prosciutto, but the fatty part, and you ultra thin sliced prosciutto, and you lay that over the top before you put it in the oven. And this is the spinach and garlic one. And then what happens is the fat kind of melts. It crisps up a little bit where there's still the meaty parts. And then the fat just disappears into the pizza. It goes right into the sauce. It's so good. And it's $6 for one of those pizzas. And at some places, if you just want the prosciutto fat, because nobody else wants it, some delis will give it to you for free because they cut it off anyway.
Bacon?
That too. Bacon. Well, that was last night. Thin crust, I just did regular bacon and the fried mushrooms. And next thing you know, there's no more playoff hockey for me because I think, and you get that bad zombie face and then you're just kind of done. But it's okay. The Hawks won and the Predators are bad and that series is all but over because of numbers and numbers and numbers that suggest that that doesn't happen. And are you allowed to punch somebody who's sitting on the bench? Is that something new? Because I don't think that I'd seen that before. They just kind of go over, hey, how's it going? So was there any discipline for that? Is that something the league cares about? Or is that, do you just do that every once in a while? Maybe if it's Andrew Shaw, there's a special rule that says you can just do it. I wasn't aware that was kind of a thing.
Shaw got punished by the league, actually.
For being punched?
For being punched, yeah.
Hey,
he got fined $1,500.
Yeah. It's always something. That'll be $17 for being punched. I don't think I'd seen that before. Just somebody opportunistically over there. Oh, by the way, hey, how's it going? There's